Joyce is very shy and I will stand in the corner and not say anything. When I'm drinking, and if you see me on a night out and I'm drunk, I'm bare friendly. I don't know. Okay. Do you know when you're really drunk and you're just extra friendly, like everybody's your best friend?
Yeah. I'm
you
like
don't
that.
Even care who, where, and why. They're just your friend.
Yeah, I'm like
that. That's me. So when I see people in industry that I know, if I'm drunk enough, girl, we got to be best friends. And I think that's how a lot of times I end up like networking and meeting people and just, you know, having some.
I used to be like that. I'm not like that anymore.
Why are you not like that?
I can't be like that because I feel like everyone's judging me.
Why?
Because I feel like everyone's seen me on the shade bar and they hate me. Like, I even back in my head, I'm like, oh, they all hate me.
No.
So I actually keep. Before, I think actually from the jump because I haven't been introduced to the industry ever nicely. Like, look at back chat. I was introduced to the industry in a disco chat shit way. Well, that's what the perception from the people on the internet is. So I just thought, oh my God. So I'm shook. There's so many people that actually follow me. Like, mm-hmm. not a lot, but there's a couple of people that follow me who I really, like, obviously respect their thing. But for me to ask them to do a
to
collab,
work?
Nah, I'm too shook because I feel like they probably just think I'm nuts. And when they say something nice to me, because sometimes I've had them say, like, no, Lani, like, keep doing you. I love you. You're so unique. Like, I'll actually want to cry because I'm like, oh my God, she doesn't hate me. Because I expect everyone to hate me first.
Wow. Do you regret doing back chat?
No, I don't regret doing back chat. I'm very spiritual. Mm-hmm. So I almost feel like God wanted me to take this route.
I love that.
So I can't regret. You know, have you heard that saying where they say trust the process?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I always think that in my head that God wanted this for me, because prior to back chat, prior to, you know, Bad Boy Information, but when I was younger, I was ask people that went to school with me, I was quiet.
Yeah, oh really?
Quiet, sweet. So to see me now, a lot of people must think, what the F has happened? So. And I feel like most people liked me because obviously you can't not like someone quiet. They don't do anything. They don't bother anyone. So now obviously I've done a complete 180. So sometimes I think, oh my God, this person. When I met Moses, asked Demi if me and Yaz would want to do work with him, and I honestly couldn't believe it. I was like, Moses wants to work with me. I can't believe it. I feel like everyone hates me.
No, do you know what? Honestly. People don't understand you. I think that's the issue.
But they don't want to.
And they don't. That's the thing. People, because it takes time and effort to really understand somebody that's not showing the side that they need to see for them to be likable.
Okay.
But I really fuck with you. Me, I love. Let me tell you something about me, girl. I love madness. Because I come on the internet and I see the same thing every fucking day. Hello, my name is Sandra. I'm here to show you how to do console and highlight. Hello, I'm going to show you my boohoo fashion. Hello, bruv. It gets to the point where all the girls are looking the same.
Right.
I like people that come into the industry and I'm like, this bitch is crazy. Because I'm crazy.
Yeah,
and I love crazy people like me. I don't give a fuck. Listen, I like people who don't give a fuck in any shape or form. If you don't give a fuck, if you're crazy, if you're unique, I love you.
Really?
And it makes me sad that you feel like people don't like you.
A lot of people don't like me though.
And do
that's
you know
facts.
What? But okay, did they all sit down and say, hello, love? I want to let you know that we all hate you.
I didn't know it. Obviously, I'll never admit that to them, but like when Moses said that to me, I'm not going to say the other people because they're in the industry and you know, but like when people DM me nice things, I'm like really, like I proper, oh my God, when some of them follow me, like, I'm like, because in my head, I just think, oh my God, you hate me. If I see them when I'm out, I get shook, like, oh my God, they're judging me. They're going to think
they want to fight me.
Yeah, there's that crazy bitch. He's so jarring. And I'm like, damn.
That's just the voice of the enemy, if I'm being honest. That voice. Because I remember I used to go go through that where I feel like, oh my God, why does everyone hate me? But there's you haven't given a reason for them to directly hate you. All you've been doing is be yourself, be authentic, be crazy, be 100% all the time. I don't understand why. If anyone hates you, they have a problem with themselves. Because did you sleep with their man? Did you beat them?
But you know what's so crazy? You're saying this. I actually have seen people... This was the crazy bit that I only discovered like a week ago. I didn't know people could lie on you. Don't get me wrong. I know people can not like you. Like someone can say, I don't like her. Like I don't like how she carries herself. Fine, innit? But I've had people lie on me. Like, no. Like today I had some random blog say that I'm thirsty for attention and how I keep DMing them to promo... basically my passer. You know what passer I'm talking about. I've never seen this blog. I don't know the blog. And I DM'd them. I said, yo, send me the screenshot of when I DM'd you asking you to promote me. Promote my passer. Why would I pay for you to promote my passer? Shade Bar likes to post it anyway. And they just aired me. And then one time, this is last week, on Clubhouse, this random girl who's popular, there was 2,000 people listening were saying that she knows me personally. This is the worst. She knows me personally, and I'm actually in real life. I'm not a nice person, and I've done stuff to her. We have there's a personal beef.
Are you sitting there thinking,
I don't know. So obviously my people them said you need to go. Someone said to me you need to go in there to defend yourself. I went in there, and like everyone pointed her out. So this girl said that you don't have beef. I said, yo, who are you? Like, I don't know. So let me know. And she goes, it's private. I'm not going to talk about it. And she goes, it wasn't to me, actually. It was to my friend. I said, you're capping. You're actually capping. Yeah, it was cap. I don't know you. But this is the scary thing. You know, people in this world will lie. And I want to say something that I've never told anyone. I told someone in real life, but I've never said it in the public, right?
Hit me.
I think it's very important in life, yeah, especially when you're a public figure, not to lie. The reason being, it's because sometimes you forget your lie. Sometimes you slip up. And then when people realize you're a liar, what don't you lie about kind of
it's
thing.
It's true.
So with me, when I was telling my story, my situation, right? Do you know I actually sat there and battled in my head whether I should tell the real story? Because there is a part of the story that I think that I was naive in. Because I trusted my man with my thing. So I proper sat there and I couldn't sleep. Like, I was having sleepless nights thinking, am I going to tell them the truth? Because if I tell them the truth, are they going to blame me? And just God told me, you don't lie. God told me you never, ever, 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 ever lie. People can see through lies. Like real people, obviously not like sheeps. Real people can see through lies, you know? So I was I was scared. I was like, they're going to laugh at me. They're going to think I'm stupid. Maybe I should just change that one, you know, that one part. I should change that one part. But I just put effort and I thought, you know what, they just have to take me as I am. If they think I'm naive, they think I'm naive.
And can I just say, I am so proud of you. No, honestly, because I actually rewatched the full part that you did on YouTube. And just the fact that you were so vulnerable, just for the fact that even, it shows your character. Let me tell you why it shows your character. Because even through the heartbreak, even through the rubbish that happened, you were still protected him. You said something so profound. You were like, I don't want anyone to attack him. If you listen to his music, I'll still love you. If you do this, I'll still love you. I don't want anyone to hate him. I don't want anyone to message him. But I just need my money back.
Yeah.
And that was like, because to be honest, yeah, there's a lot of girls that it's like, I wanna burn this guy to hell.
Yeah, facts.
But that wasn't you. You were like, do you know what? I still wish him the best of luck,
but
I just need my shit pattern. And I feel like for me, that showed character.
Yeah,
that really showed like, Raj, you know, Lani's a good person. Because even through all that, you still didn't want him. You didn't still wish him bad.
I've never ever wished him bad though. This is, and I guess people don't care like enough to go to get to know me.
Exactly.
I remember like I saw a comment one time. Someone said something about canceling. Like she stays wanting to cancel him. I've never wanted to cancel him. You mean like for him to like lose his career? Never want that.
And you said it.
He's worked. You have to understand. Like I've always thought this is a personal thing. Why should my personal beef with this person make them lose their he actually has worked hard for it. I was there. I saw it. So come. I never ever wanted to cancel him. It's not that. Even in general, forget him. In general, with anybody.
General, yeah.
I'm a very forgiving. I'm very forgiving. too forgiving. That. If someone says I'm a sucker for a story, you know, mm-hmm. I'm a genuine story, by the way,
not.
I'm a sucker for a story. If someone says to me, "Oh, I need my bad," like I'm like, "Oh, hug," like I'm a sucker for a story. So I'm big on forgiveness, but obviously sometimes people are not sorry. But it's life; it's fine.
So who is Lani Good now? Because you said that to me, you know, a lot of experiences and especially in terms of like social media has changed you. You kind of feel like everyone's been quite negative to you. And you said that when you was younger, you was like, but you were very quiet and you were very to yourself. So who would you define yourself as now?
I feel like, so I'm going to tell a mini story about who I was when I was younger.
Okay.
So I'm sure a lot of girls have gone through this, but in my school, like you were either, obviously you were either funny
mm-hmm.
and all the low-key like I feel like all the funny girls were Nigerian, and because I wasn't Nigerian I felt like it's not my place mm-hmm. but I can't do the Nigerian accent, I'm not Nigerian
uh-huh.
so like I felt like an outcast because of that. Then all the other girls that got attention was the lighties,
of course,
right? Course yes, and maybe girls that were talented. So me, I was just very shy because I thought I'm not pretty. I just want you guys to know this. I'm not pretty. I'm not a lighty. I'm not Nigerian. So I didn't really feel like I fitted in anywhere. So I was just very, very quiet. And I feel like I discovered I had a personality low key, like literally when I was like 20, like how mad. Yeah. And I often realized like, I'm not dead like that.
I'm not dead.
Yeah, I'm not dead dead. Like, obviously I accepted being dead. I was like, because dead people win. In life, you don't have to be lame to win in life,
it's
you know.
It's true,
you can be dead, you can be fat, you can have roles. There are movie people, there are movie, literally roles in movies for dead fat people. So I was okay with being a dead thing,
uh-huh.
But when I got a bit older and I was like, oh, so I'm not that dead, and I've actually got a bit of a personality,
mm-hmm.
and so it started coming out slowly, and I started obviously trying to find myself. I feel like the person I am now is a bit conflicted, yeah, because I feel like I live in a country. This country. I feel like I live in a country where I can't be fully myself.
Wow.
I want literally to F. I want to F shit up. Like, I literally want to be like Cardi. I want to go online and be like, eh. But I just feel like sometimes, like, everyone's just going to judge me. And they do.
They do, yeah.
And they do.
Mm-hmm.
They stay judging me. So it's really annoying.
I feel why like, I born here? Honestly, I feel like you definitely give me USA vibes.
Yeah, I wish I was there.
But that's so interesting because a lot of people in the industry move to the USA, get accepted because they weren't accepted here. Then all of a sudden, everyone's like, oh, my God, she's from London. She's
Like,
LMA had been doing her thing for a time. USA, she did Booed Up.
Mm.
And now everyone's trying to do London gang. But weren't repping. You lot weren't checking for her when she was here.
Facts. You weren't supporting the thing when she was
you
here.
You weren't supporting the thing. Now when she's done International Babe, that's when you like want to start throwing up your great British flag. Please bring it all the way down. But honestly, I feel like Americans, what I love about them is that they don't really give a fuck.
Yeah, they don't.
Like, I feel like every time I see a woman that's crazy, someone else beats their crazy.
Oh my God, yeah. Do you know, what's that woman's name? Because she's nuts. That fly tatted sky.
Yes.
She's nuts.
From that LA Inc. or something like that.
Yeah, she's nuts.
But people love her.
Yeah, I love her too.
I feel like the thing is, everything, for me, England is very much about image. We are very conservative anyways, being...
Yeah, but really conservative.
Very conservative. But it's pretend conservative because everyone is doing madness behind the scenes. But in when you get to online shit, everyone's trying to come like holier than thou.
Yeah, facts.
Like, everyone's trying to come on some... I know what you're doing, but the streets talk, you know?
Yeah, facts.
The streets... But nobody really wants to be their authentic self because they feel like they're going to get rejected because they feel like... So you're telling
me... But you do get rejected.
But how do you deal with that? Because you've been through such a journey. And I feel like from when I first watched you last year talk about your story to now, it's like, respectfully, there was like a kink in your head that just flew out. It went from, you know what? I'm going to protect him. I'm not going to say his name. I'm not going to talk about him.
Yeah, facts.
Then, oh... Let's not make it about him, but I'm not going to talk about my pain to I'm now going to make my pain known to people in a comedic way. And I don't give a fuck what people, so what was that transition like for you? Where was the transition from that to this?
So basically, like, you know, obviously my people them know this already. Uh-huh. People that like F with me really hard. Basically, I wasn't healing.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, everyone knows, like, everyone says 6 years is five, actually. But yeah, it's five. But yeah, I just wasn't healing. And mm-hmm. I had tried most things people have suggested. I tried, obviously, doing it the good way, like dealing with it, crying with it. People kept saying therapy, but then who was paying for the therapy? I'm paying for mm-hmm. therapy when I'm in debt, bro. So,
more money on top of the money.
I paid for a lawyer as well. Like, come on, guys, the common sense is not sensing. What, so you want me to pay for a lawyer? Want me to be in debt and then pay for a therapist? Shut up, man. Over one situation. Like, no, I couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I was gonna, for me to go to therapy, I would have punched myself, like, because mm-hmm. there was so much money spent on this period of my life, right?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I wasn't healing, and then I did the story time just innocently. It's just a story time. It didn't mean anything.
Yeah, whatever.
It was innocently, and then after a while, I just kind of I kind of clocked that people were putting. I don't know why. I clocked people putting two and two together, and then I heard through the grapevine that the story times weren't being certain people weren't fond of them, and then I just felt good, didn't it? Gang! I was like, gang! And then I just realized maybe you want a bit of revenge. And do you know what? It's so crazy. After everything happened, it's so crazy that revenge really helped me. It really healed me, you know.
Wow.
And it's so weird because people who ask me for advice would find it so weird that I give such an unorthodox way of healing.
Mm-hmm.
But babe, let's deep it. There are so many people in the world, yeah, who smile,
mm-hmm.
but when they go home, they have a trauma or they have something that hurts them, something they can't get over. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But you never know because they smile mm. and they carry on through life. People who go therapy, but they still deal with this, you know, there's something in the throat. They can't shake it, yeah?
Yeah,
and the thing is with me is I feel like a lot of people, I actually know someone, like this is actually in real life. I know someone who actively was going therapy for, I think, 3 years. She still had her demons, right?
Wow.
And the advice I give my lot is explore all options of healing. Hmm. Healing doesn't always come in like the beautiful, classy, dignified way.
Yeah.
Sometimes healing comes by bashing someone's car window in. Mm. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Sometimes I'm gonna keep it real with you. Sometimes healing comes when you get one over on a person and F their dad. Like, sometimes being petty helps. It does, but it depends on your personality.
Yeah,
but sometimes that helps people, and it helped me. So I said to people, you have to explore all avenues. If you tried being classy, you tried being dignified, tried therapy, I don't know, maybe your ex married your best friend, and every time you see them together, like, you try and act like, no, I'm so happy for you. But you're not, bro.
Be honest.
You're not.
Don't lie. Be honest.
You're not happy for them. Mm-hmm. And you really want to smash up their car. Mm-hmm. Go on, smash it up. I'm being dead ass. Because you're not going to feel good because you feel like a dickhead, but you're not letting anyone know. Deep inside, because you want to look like, oh, she's so above it. You want to look so respectable. But who's crying at night? Who feels like, who hates themselves a little bit? You know, I hated myself.
Wow.
I really actually hated myself, but I didn't clock. I hated myself for years because I thought, you are so tapped that you let that happen to you. You are so tapped. Look at you taking it like a mug.
Mm.
I hated myself, you know? And another thing is people don't realize is my love life was affected. I met great guys after. Great. Ticked every box, yeah. Tall, money, long dick, everything, yeah. Opened my door.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something wrong. There was a disconnect. And it was me. I was the problem. And I think maybe because I didn't love myself. I hated myself. I hated myself.
Wow.
I hated the fact that I was such I can't help but swear.
We swear her fucking shits, bitch.
Okay, cool.
Yes, we say everything.
I hated the fact that I was such a pussy. Like, I thought, look at you. You pussy, yo. I actually thought that. Look at you. You're a pussy, yo.
Wow.
I just thought you, like, who the... You're gonna... Because this is the thing. Obviously, I'm trying to move on. I'm trying to find love, but... Like, what? You're trying to pretend that you're in love with this new boy, but look at what happened to you. You're a pussy. Or you let that happen to you.
Wow.
And the person's out here doing whatever, and you're just taking it like a mutt. I proper hated myself.
Mm.
And it just ate at me. Not every day. Don't get me wrong. I wasn't crying every day, but there was something internally really wrong with me. And I didn't know how to fix it. Do you know, I used to cry to God I was like, if I die, can you just start? Give me another life so I can start over and I won't mess up again.
Wow.
I will never trust someone to that extent. I will never love someone to that extent. I used to cry. I just wanted to end it because there was something, wrong. Mm. Yeah, I just wanted to end it. I wanted just my life to be over. I just couldn't get over it. I was thinking, and then I would hear horror stories. Because when I started doing the story times, and in general, before I did the story times, people told me scary things. You know, some girl one time DM'd me, and I thought, what? She was like, you remind me of my mum. My mum, you know, my dad, you know, he left her and he had like 4 kids on her. And yeah, she still cries about him. And it's been 10 years.
Wow.
I said, pardon? I said, no. And this is why I hated myself, because I was hurting. And it'd been a year, been 2 years, been 3 years. And I just thought, oh my God, I don't know how to heal. And God just put on. God just said YouTube will heal you.
And it's so crazy. Can I just say something? Because people feel like using humor and using comedic aspects to heal is weird. But I see it all the time.
Oh yeah.
I see it all the time. People using humor to heal their traumas. Like, yeah, I remember there was a video that was going viral, and this guy was like, he was drinking bleach and he was like,
oh yeah, 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 yeah. I've seen them.
People don't understand that people go through real life shit. And I'm very much the same, that yeah. I went through a situation like I was at a very suicidal point.
Yeah.
And I was saying to my best friend, I said, if I just jump, I can just jump. If I jump, then what would everyone say? And she was laughing, but
it was real.
I swear to you, I wanted to die, bro. I was laughing about it.
Yeah, but it was real.
It was real fucking shit. So when people, it's like people only take people seriously and their pain seriously when they express it in a way that is normal.
Yeah.
So the, woe is
yeah,
me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I feel like you're very, like, very much like me, where you never want to feel like a victim.
Yeah.
Like, in all aspects, regardless of what's happening to me, I must get the laugh last.
Yeah.
The last laugh. Even if I'm laughing at myself, I have to get that last laugh.
Yeah.
And I feel like people need to be aware that just because it's not the normal way of dealing with things, it doesn't mean it's the wrong way to deal with things. Because I see it so many times, people using, I see it too. TikTok is the place where people will be laughing. There was one time where I saw a tweet and a guy was talking about being raped in the bum.
And they were laughing?
And it was like proper dark humor. He's like, something about where you need to change your boxers or something, because obviously when they get raped when they're younger, there's blood in their boxers. And I didn't know what it, obviously I've never been raped in the bum. So when I was looking at the comments, I was looking at the comments, and these lot were really being like very dark and humorous about it. And I was like, it's so strange that
I have dark humor.
We have made our dark humor.
You have to laugh.
And we laugh. Because if you don't laugh, you will cry.
Facts.
And nobody wants to cry.
Trust me.
Nobody wants to cry.
That's why they think I'm psycho. Because I can go from extreme to extreme in 5 seconds, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be laughing and then the next minute I'm crying. This is the thing as well, like, which is really alarming on the internet. Sometimes I feel like people really, don't get me wrong, they should worry about me a little bit. But not fully, because you have to understand that I'm fine. Mm-hmm. But what happens is, if you make me sit there, mm-hmm, and start to go through this thing from start to finish, I start to get a bit pissed off, innit? Like, you're making me relive it. That's why I get angry. But on a normal, I'm actually fine, because I don't really think about it. And the other, I know on TikTok, everyone was worried about me. But that's because I got a letter and I was fuming.
Exactly. Who else would be fuming? Like, I mean, come on, man. Like, that's triggering for you.
Yeah, but in general, I don't get a letter every day.
Yeah. That was a triggering point.
Mm-mm.
So in terms of you now, and your relationship, because you were saying that how difficult it is from that situation to then find someone new.
Oh my God, it's so difficult.
Is that something that you've kind of been able to fight off? And
that's one of the biggest L's I've taken.
Really?
Biggest.
So now you're like, are you like, man them dead?
No, listen, all the man them's watching this, I'm not going to lie to you, like, shout me in it.
Listen, you know,
especially if you've got a bit of money in the bank, they don't like a broke nigga, not gonna lie.
Listen, I talk about broke niggas all the time, so they should be running away from me by now. Seriously, if you're listening to this and you're broke, again, I'm gonna repeat it, run away.
Yeah, please.
We don't like you here.
I also like girls, so also girls.
But I didn't know that.
Yeah, this is a recent thing.
What do you mean it's discovered? A recent thing?
Everyone thinks I'm going through a phase. Everyone thinks I'm going through a phase.
Wait, so, okay, so have you experienced...
I haven't had full-on sex with a girl.
But you're attracted to women.
Yeah, I've been trying to talk to girls, but they're nuts. I'm sorry, I have to say in advance, you lot are nuts.
Okay, funny enough, let's go into the icebreaker right now, because obviously, you know us here, there's bad boys and there's bad girls here. If any of the bad boys and bad girls saw you at the club and they're thinking,
they won't talk to me though.
No, wait, I'm telling them. I'm telling them if they want to talk to you, they want to buy you a drink. What drink are they going to buy you?
Anything free. You mean? I don't like spending money in the club. Listen, I'll drink anything. I don't know what you're talking about, girl. I'll drink anything.
Do you know what? I said it last week, 2 weeks ago, and I said sponsored enjoyments. Let me tell you something. I will step out if it's sponsored.
Yes, facts.
I will go out if it's paid.
Facts.
What's the most exciting thing you've ever done that it has not been paid for?
I mean, years ago, obviously when I was an Instagram girl, I'm so being an Instagram girl was lit and I really took it for granted. Mm-hmm. But I just flew out to I flew out to Dubai to see this boy, and he was French.
Français,
And it was really fun. I feel bad though because I didn't like him.
We love a baguette boy.
Bad person. I shouldn't have done
that. Why did you feel
bad? Because he didn't deserve what I did to him.
What did you do?
I just didn't like him, and I just used him for a holiday, and he took me all these places. I feel so bad. If you ever see this video, if this goes viral on TikTok, I just want to apologize. No, seriously, I want to apologize to you from the bottom of my heart, because I actually used him for a trip to Dubai. He took me everywhere, private beaches. He took me shopping, and he didn't deserve it. And he wasn't like a. The thing is, I believe that you should use bad people. So, mm-hmm. For instance, if it's an old dusty man who's married, he shouldn't be cheating on his wife, taking for all the money he's got. Do you understand?
Squeeze.
Yes. If you understand, if your married man comes up to you, some old dusty uncle, taking from every penny he's got, make sure he buys you handbag, takes you Hakkasan, takes you Maldives, everything. Oh well.
And cash as well. Don't just eat the food and be going. Make sure he gives you money.
Oh well. He's a scumbag. But this guy didn't deserve it. This is the thing. I feel like because I was young, I didn't really know the I didn't know the rules of what's the word I'm looking for.
Give it to me.
Morality. I feel like a lot of girls who watch this stuff, when we're like you know finesse niggas and all this, I feel like a lot of young girls take it at face value.
Yeah, they do.
They'll actually do it to a nice guy. Don't do it to a nice guy. It's actually wrong,
because you start to realize when you're growing up, nice guys are very hard to come by.
Yeah.
Very the thing is, them type of guys, if I met Mr. Baguette Boy now, I would cuff him like
this. Yeah.
Because to be honest, to find good guys these days that are willing to look after you, that are willing to love you and provide for you, because I was about to say to spend on you, but apparently that makes me a gold digger. Everyone that listen to this, suck your
mouth. He should spend on you as long as you like him.
As
what's
long
the
as
problem?
You like him to look up, like, but it's difficult. The streets is ugly. The streets is really ugly.
And it's still difficult on the girl side. I'm just letting you
I mean,
guys
to be
know.
Honest, Baguette Boy, if he sees this, tell him, there can still be another chance. It's not too...
My biggest, like I was saying, my biggest thing is, a lot of people, this is one of my biggest L's, a lot of people, they might be, attracted-ish, but I don't know, I can't put words into people's mouth, but they think I'm not over my man, yeah? And I don't blame them.
Okay, so
do you know I haven't had sex in 2 years?
So who was the last person you had sex with?
This sexy boy from South. You know who you are. I'm not going to lie to you. If you want a second chance, shout me, because it was a good time. I'm not going to lie. And he's bought a mansion recently. I fumbled the bag. But
a whole mansion?
Yeah, but the thing is, with him, I just couldn't. I was tapped. I really liked him, but I had to heal. If you haven't settled down, baby.
So let's get this over and done with, so we can have it in black and white. Are you still in love?
No.
With my man?
No.
Okay.
This is, you know, this is and it's so difficult to convince people because I talk about it. But people have to understand that was the hardest thing I've ever gone through in my entire life.
Absolutely.
That's why I talk about it.
Yeah.
But it's not because I'm in love with him. Another thing people say, which is really bothers me, if they say you only do it because it's popping. Excuse me, I used to pray, this is really bad, I used to pray that his career would be short-lived kind of thing. Yeah, I used to pray, well, this is when I was still in love with him, because I thought if his career is short-lived, he might come back and sort it out with me. So I, everyone thinking that I wanted the fame, I really didn't. I just wanted, I actually just wanted him, and I wanted him to love me. Without, I actually didn't, I don't, you guys have to remember I was there before it.
Let me tell you something, my good sister. This
so
is
we
what,
need to stop saying that.
This is what I hate. It's like when people see someone on a platform and they see influencers, they detach them from being a human.
Yeah.
A lot of you have been finessed. A lot of you. A lot of you people are still owing, people are still owing you money. Let's be honest.
Yeah. And I not me, it, boo.
And I... Hey, listen. A lot of you people are still owing you money, you know. And I find it sad that when I was looking at the internet and I was seeing women commenting negatively about your situation, and it's like people forget what it is to be in love with someone.
Yeah.
Regardless of the extent you've ever experienced, people know, and I know as a woman, how it is to love someone. And they don't love you back, and they've taken advantage of you.
Yeah, that's the worst part. I could have dealt with this, just don't love me.
Let me tell you something, and this is gonna sound maybe shocking to you.
Yeah.
But this is abuse.
No, I know that.
This is abuse. If people don't want to say it, because this is what happened. This is an abusive relationship.
Yeah.
Where someone has taken advantage of you and your love, and have manipulated you. And had you doing things and thinking things that that were not genuine and not true.
Mm.
And every woman, one way or another, whether they want to admit or not, has been through some sort of abuse.
Yeah, facts.
Whether that's emotional, whether that's, this is financial. Whether that's sexual.
Yeah.
Whether that's, you know, material. There's loads of different ones. We've all been through it. And let's separate Lani being an influencer, and let's start recognizing her as a woman.
But they wouldn't care even if I wasn't an influencer. They just don't care.
And why do you think that is?
Maybe because we live in a misogynistic society. I don't know.
Mm.
Most of the people, do you know what's so sad? Let me just keep it real with you. Do you know most of the people who really ride for me, when I say ride for me, I mean they'll be in the comment section for an hour and a half arguing on my behalf, is only because they have a trauma and they want to stick up for themselves. Mm-hmm. One of my biggest riders, like, I called him one time to talk to him because he rides for me so much, I just had to call him, and he just telling me, like, obviously you know who you are because you're probably gonna watch this, but he started telling me he gets bullied because he's gay. Like, it's and don't get me wrong, obviously I have to be there for my babes, I was giving him advice and that, but it made me really sad because I just thought, oh rah. So it's only the people who are broken that can see me for who I am,
who you are.
So the people that are not broken, they don't get it. Like, that's weird.
I think, do you know what, I think people reflect themselves differently.
Okay.
I feel like, because, do you know what, yeah, let me tell you something, there are a lot of women that wish they had the guts to do what you did.
Okay.
They didn't have the balls to stick up for themselves.
That's so weird to me, though.
To disgrace I wish I had your balls. Because there are a lot of women that have gone through this, but they're too afraid. They can't even open their mouth.
But that shocks me.
I'm telling you, you said it yourself. You had a moment where you were feeling, you said that, I'm not going to lie, I was feeling embarrassed. Like, how could I have let this happen to me?
Yeah,
me?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Big bum me. Like, you'll be thinking, what? Like, do you not know how many men are on me? And this is what I tolerated.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So many women feel like that. And because of that disgrace, they won't say anything.
I get you.
They will hide. They'll say, no, what? This cannot reach the surface, because not only does it disgrace him, it disgraces me.
Yeah, yeah, it's
me.
Embarrassing.
Because it's facts. Like, people are thinking, are you dumb?
Yeah, it's
how
facts.
How can you even allow this to happen?
Yeah, facts. It's embarrassing.
But the fact that you were able to break through that and be like, no, do you know what? This is going to heal me, and fuck what everyone else thinks. There are a lot of people right now that are looking at you and saying, I wish I had the dignity to fucking do what you did.
Thanks, boo. You're so sweet. But you know why that shocks me? Because I've never considered myself as somebody who's I don't see myself as a strong person. I'm gonna give an example of someone who appears very strong, like a Yasmin. Yasmin's like,
okay,
you can't take Yasmin for dickhead. And there's so many black women I see who are so strong. So when I've spoken to women like that, and they'll be like, oh no, I couldn't, I just get really shocked, because I'm like, right, you're strong.
I think there's a difference. Everyone thinks I'm, listen, there's a difference to a woman in the world than a woman in love, man.
Me, you know, a woman in love can kill.
A woman in love
can kill.
You see me in love, it's embarrassing.
Yeah, so I was embarrassing. I was embarrassed. Did you hear my voice note? I was embarrassing.
It's so like some of the stuff that you do when you love someone. Ha! I can't comment. I can't speak on it. Mm. I've been disgraced too many times, to the point where, like you, it's changed my mindset on how I deal with relationships now. And I'll be vulnerable. I have this thing now where if I see any little disgrace, any I will just cut it off. What? You're not gonna. If I see one little, I panic, because I know how much I can love someone.
Yeah.
And I'm not, because once I love you, that's it, die. I will die for you.
Yeah, me too. I'll give you my kidney. Bro, you want a kidney? Because you can survive with two, right?
She said, you just want, is fine.
No, but genuinely, I'll take a bullet for you.
Like, so I know, me that's now aware of who I am when I'm in love. Before it even gets to that stage, any little fuck off, I will just.
But boys know that. That's the problem.
I will just cut it off. But the thing is, yeah. This is what my one, you know, I'm blessed to have two older sisters that are quite clued up.
Oh, fair enough.
Are you the oldest?
Yeah.
See, here's the thing.
I had to take the L
for the younger. Yeah. But me, I got two older sisters that suffered on my behalf.
Oh, amazing.
So they always say, a man, when you have to compare the actions to the words. A lot of guys are smooth talkers, you know. They love the they will give you butter with it, melt English. But when you actually compare what they're doing to what they're saying, it's very, very different.
Yeah, that's true.
It doesn't come. So now I don't take things for words. I take things for actions. I need to see what you're like. Funny enough, I was on live with some of the bad boys and the bad girls on TikTok, and one guy was saying to Demi, and he was like, you know, I will treat you right, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Demi, I swear down, I will spoil you, you know. And I said, yeah. I said, cool. Alright, you gonna spot? My Cash App is in the bio. Send Demi £200. Let's see, because you said that you'll bang on my. He couldn't send the money, but you said you want to spoil us now. Like, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Guys will say, oh, I'm gonna spoil you. Yeah. Alright, cool. Put them. Let me just see. I need to do my nails tomorrow. I need to do my toes tomorrow. Send me £200. What are you saying? What you wanna spoil me? Yeah. What? They couldn't send the money. And that's what I mean. It's the talk and the action don't correlate.
Facts.
I told you to run the money. You didn't want to run the money.
Facts.
So what's going on? What's going on in the atmosphere? And that's what I mean. A lot of people like to do this talking thing, but I've realized that talking is cheap.
Yeah.
Let me see what you're about. Let me see your actions. I know your actions in the short term, because I don't know if you've ever experienced this whole very inconsistency. At the beginning, they will go. They will give you. They will give you 100%.
The love bombing thing. Oh, do you know that's actually what do they call it? It's a manipulative tactic. Okay. Technique. Yeah. So there's a lot of I'm gonna give them to you roughly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I'm not someone who manipulates people, mm-hmm. but I kind of know them. So the first one is to love bomb you. So when you meet a guy initially, or a girl, whatever, they are amazing. Of course they are. Mm-hmm. They're amazing. They take you out. They give you all the attention. They call you every night. Pillow talk. Oh my God, I love them. I'm in love. This is my husband, yeah? Mm-hmm. So what happens is you quickly fall in love.
Yeah.
And then when they know they've got you, they start to show inconsistency with their behavior.
Uh-huh.
So now they start flopping you from time to time. And now they take a bit longer to text you back. You know, we've all been through this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what happens with that is it makes you start to question whether there's something wrong with you. Oh my God, what's changed? What have I done? So it makes you a little bit insecure. And then after, I think the other technique after that is to start to, make you tell you things to make you feel like you're doing something wrong.
Oh wow.
Right. So and what happens is when you belittle someone's
self-esteem
and la la la, those are the best type of people to control. So you bash them, yeah, you belittle them, you whatever, you say all these things, and then obviously what happens is then you start to reward them when they listen. So obviously remember they're inconsistent.
Mm.
So now you text them back, or you have a good week, or you give them amazing sex when they've behaved. And then before you know it,
they're hooked.
Yeah. But people know this. I know people don't realize this. And sometimes people think like when they're talking to their boo, and their boo's like, I'm unhappy that this happened, that's why I've been distant or whatever, whatever. Sometimes people think it's genuinely the reason. It ain't genuinely the reason. People are out here genuinely and purposefully manipulating you.
Wow.
Like they deliberately, like they know what they're doing.
So you would say you were someone that was originally quite susceptible?
Yeah, definitely.
And why do you think that is?
Because I was just genuinely had a good heart and was, yeah,
I thought everybody was like you.
Yeah, and a lot of people, obviously, I brought up, they have decent parents and they're lovely girls. I'm going to read you them, yeah, because I came prepared because I really want to talk about this, right?
Go on.
So these are, I think they are 12. I'm not going to list all of them, but these are really good ways of getting control over your partner.
Okay.
So I talked about gaslighting in the beginning, but isolating. I don't know if you've ever been isolated. I've been isolated. I was told all my friends were hoes. Have you? You've heard boys say that.
Yes. That's isolating. I don't want to talk to. And that's a form. Funny enough, when I was reading about the signs of abuse, and isolation is a sign of emotional abuse.
It is.
Where your man is telling you, you know, you're not allowed to go. This, I don't like your friend. She's
you go out too much. Yeah, your friend's a hoe.
Why are you going out?
Your friend
Becky?
Is a hoe.
You're not, that's a sign of abuse. So
yeah,
you're not allowed.
They're trying to isolate you.
Yeah.
And you know when they isolate you, you almost, do you know you have to go through your suffering and your pain on your own? You can't ask. You have no one to turn to that says this is wrong. Like
this is wrong.
Yeah, like, so isolation.
And they do it in a way where you think they're doing it because they're trying to protect you
from someone. Yeah, but they're not.
But it's because they don't want you to see the reality of the situation you're in.
Yeah, don't let a boy tell you your friend's a hoe. That is just dead. Another one is monitoring your activity. I don't know how popular this is, but I had this one.
Wow.
I wasn't allowed to go out. I had to ask. I'm not going to say with who, innit? Because I don't want to talk about people. But I wasn't allowed to go out. I had to ask permission to go out.
Wow.
And I think I went out 3 times in that year or whatever, and it's just whatever.
To be honest, you've mentioned this before.
And it says here the person can monitor, like, you literally your schedule, and yeah, like someone knocking on your door seeing if you're home. Are you like, yeah, all of that.
Is that something that you experienced?
Yes, I've experienced it from 2 boys.
What was your mental excuse for that behavior?
I thought that was love.
Wow.
It's not. It's manipulation.
That's insane.
Gaslighting. Obviously, that's common. Everyone does that. Belittling the news here. Apparently limiting your access to money. I don't know about that one because no one's ever had my money like that. Reinforcing gender roles is apparently a big red flag.
Elaborate on that.
It just says here, like, I guess if they tell you, I feel like my mom low-key goes through this a little bit. Like, you know when they tell you, obviously, like, a good woman is a good girl. You stay at home.
You cook
for
clean.
Me. You cover yourself. All of that. All of this stuff is toxic.
I don't want you to go to parties.
I don't want you to go to parties.
She should be looking at staying at home, looking after the children.
Yeah. And we all think this is love. It's not. It's not. It's actually, someone just wants to control you. And sometimes, like, I also have to say something. Like, I don't think people realize this, but sometimes we look at these guys, yeah, because they're so sexy or they're tall or they're driving a big Benz, all of this. We think they've got the shit together. We think they're mentally A1. A lot of these people, they hate themselves. Or the same way I had a demon, they might have a demon from childhood.
Yeah.
And what they're doing is, like, when they meet you, they get insecure, they hate themselves, and they take it out on you.
I remember I was dating someone who would have been deemed as a high value man.
Right.
Had a really good job
in
government, you know, drove a drove a Bentley.
Oh wow.
You know, big boy.
Yeah.
But he had a lot of, he did that gender role where he felt like women should do this, like women should be the cookers and the cleaners, and he was sexually abused growing up, you know, by women. So now he felt like he needed to constantly have women around, and he kind of lost the emotional attachment that you would need in a relationship to women, and started seeing them as their role as opposed to the person. And this is why I'm agreeing with you in terms of people having trauma and men having trauma that they haven't dealt with, but they bring it into relationships, and they are narcissists and they're sociopaths, and you just want to love them, but they don't. Yeah. They haven't dealt with something.
Facts.
To be able to love you back in the way that you deserve.
Hurt people hurt people. That's it. It's the best thing. It doesn't matter. And this is the thing with us women, like, we will cook. Yeah, 3-course meal. Do you get it?
Lunch. Do you know what? Demi told me, and sorry to cut you off, because fam, honestly,
I remember lunch, breakfast, dinner, and pack lunch.
Demi is just
Demi
fam,
does the most.
Demi said to me, yeah, that she was in uni. When she went to uni, she was dating this guy. And she cooked pounded yam for him and stew.
Yeah.
And she lived on the 13th floor and he lived on the 8th floor. She said there was no lifts. That she made the pounded yam, the stew, and she even put bowl of water. You know bowl of you know the bowl of water to wash her. And she walked down the stairs in the train. She walked downstairs with the train. To the 8th floor to get, imagine my man didn't have to stand up to wash his hand. He would just use her cereal bowl to wash his hands to go be eating the steak. And then she came to come and pick the plate back up and take it upstairs and go and wash it. Like, that's what I'm saying. Guys, we've all suffered. When it comes to this love thing, no one can tell me that someone hasn't suffered more or less than the other.
Sometimes I feel like, what? Yeah, it's so dumb, but it's like, if I was light skinned, would you have finessed me?
We have finessed you. I remember you saying that in your video, you were like, what was wrong with me? Because I think you said, I think he said,
no,
you
no cap,
message,
the
mate, like,
the other girl who didn't, so bad, it's because of the alcohol. The other girl, she's lighty. So I used to think, if I bleached my skin, would I have got treated better? Like, it makes you question yourself. I'm not saying this is what he said, but it does make you question yourself.
It does. And you know what? A lot of women go through that when they start, where they, somebody else's actions, because of what someone else did, you'll be thinking that you're the problem.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So what has your experience taught you about, one, yourself, and two, life?
Myself, because I'm at the other end of it, and obviously it's been a happy ending, it's taught me that... I'm very proud of myself because I told you I hated myself. So it's taught me that I'm not a loser. I'm not an, you know, an idiot. Not a pussy. All those good things in itself. I'm really proud of myself. Even if, like, you know, the world ended tomorrow and everyone, like the majority of people had this bad opinion of me, like, I'm just like, raw, like, sis, you know you did that, you know? Like, it's so I'm very proud of myself. But then what I've learned about life is that, you know, this world is a tough world, and as much as it's nice to be a nice person and a good person and have decorum and treat people well and treat people right, you have to also not be naive and be clued up, because people get murdered every day. Just open your eyes, be smart, but also this world will chew you up and spit you back out.
Facts. They will chomp you and spit you like a sugar cane, bruv.
Yeah, man. Facts.
So with everything that's going on, are you still open to dating guys within the industry? Rappers, singers, actors? I don't want you to die alone, Lani. That's what I'm asking. I want you to find love.
Listen, anybody should shout me. I'm not gonna lie.
Wait,
but
have you...
And I'll assess them.
This situation, have you ever dated anyone in the industry?
You don't want me to warn that person, so
I need to give me, just give me,
I can't even give you a clue because it's so bad.
Give me
this person
clue.
Is
really,
this person is just, no, it's they're just
come on, this is
they will
come on baby
they will end me
come on baby
not like that okay I want to they won't end me because because I've baited it, they're just not, they don't have as much decorum. Let me just say, they don't have as much decorum as my man.
He's a
jeweler? No, I think it'll be an equal, I can't take it.
Is he a jeweler?
Listen, I can't even bait it. It's really bad. I'll tell you off camera, it's really bad.
Oh my God, I need to know.
I would actually say the person is, I don't know if that's fair. I think it's fair. Yeah, I would say they're more popular than him.
They're more popular than him.
Yeah.
So you even went to the next level.
But you know, I did it and it was really bad. I thought it would heal me and it didn't heal me. Do you remember when I said I wasn't healing?
Uh-huh.
I tried everything. That was one of them. I thought, maybe, because I started to think to myself, maybe, because people tell me that you only like him because he's popping up. So I thought to myself, if I get someone more popping.
Is he English or is he American?
He's just more popping. No offense, but it's just facts. But I thought to myself, if I get someone more popping than this person,
it'll make you feel better.
I'll feel better. I'll heal. Didn't work. I could have been with Drake. Didn't work. When you love someone, you love them.
It wasn't Drake then.
It wasn't Drake. I wish. Listen, if it wasn't Drake,
I would get him pregnant quickly by accident. I would get pregnant by accident.
Question of the week.
I'm gonna move on,
yeah.
So we have this segment on the show called Question of the Week. Obviously, the bad boys and the bad girls answer a poll on Instagram and YouTube, and they give us their insight and their opinions. So, are you ready to hear Question of the Week?
Yes.
Okay, let's get cracking. Question of the Week.
Oh my God! Wait, my nipple.
That's okay. Push it in.
Why do nipples go dry? That's the question.
I've got cream for you, baby.
Yeah, but why do nipples go dry? Or is it just my nipples?
I think it's just yours.
Yeah.
No, maybe it's your selection of guys. If your nipples get dry, put it in the comment section.
My nipples get dry.
Mine don't get dry.
But I've had surgery, so I don't know if that affects them.
Have you?
Yeah, I've had a boob job.
What? Do you know what? Your boobs don't look like you've had a ball job.
Yeah, because it's complicated.
You got great breasts. That's what I'm saying, but they look natural great.
Yeah, thank you, boo. It's us complicated. I had bad breasts in the beginning. It's complicated. I will be here all day.
So what else have you had done?
I've only had my boobs on, but I'm going to have lipo in next year.
Because your ass is fat, girl.
Yeah, but I've got back rolls and I really hate them.
No, I think your
boobs are
amazing.
And my arms. No, do you know my biggest insecurity is my arms. I hate them.
Do you know what? That was my biggest insecurity.
Your arms?
Yeah, because it's really giving flappity dappity dappity. But I had to really conquer that this year. And I said, you know what? I'm really not going to give a fuck. So I purposely started wearing sleeveless stuff. And I used to go on Snapchat and I used to just stand in the camera and do this and post it. And it used to kill me. But I think what it did was, it, as much as it killed me, it also killed the voice telling me to hate a part of my body.
Well, I'm just going to get sucked out because I haven't got time.
She said, nah, fuck all that. But yeah, guys, let's move on to the question of the week. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you ever get your partner's name, initial, birthday tattooed
probably
on the body part?
Yeah, probably. I haven't learned my lesson from there. When I'm in love, I'm tapped.
You, again?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie to you. I actually would. I'm at least I'm honest. I'm not going to sit here and lie. I'm not going to sit here and lie. I wouldn't do some of the other stuff. But yeah, if I meet the love of my life, like, baby, where'd you want it?
Where'd you want it, baby? Do you want it next to the first one?
Maybe no, but I've got a butterfly now.
Oh, it's a butterfly.
It's a butterfly.
So it's no longer his name.
Guess what? This is such a coincidence. On my way here, one of my friends, she's a tattoo artist, and she, we're gonna revamp my butterfly because it's not that cute, mm-hmm. and we're gonna give me another butterfly. We're gonna make a story out of it. But yeah, I would. I actually genuinely would. I want to cap to you, though.
So you'll do it again?
1,000,000%.
Do you know what?
YOLO.
I
would cover it up again.
In case.
When it goes wrong, I'll put another butterfly. When you meet me in a couple of years when I'm 60 and you just see butterfly, 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 you know what?
You know what? Sister's got the different butterflies.
Butterfly. You know what, God?
Do you know what? I fuck with that. I wouldn't mind getting not an initial, but maybe like a matching tattoo or something that was like, remember when Rihanna and Chris Brown had the stars?
Oh.
That was so sexy. Something like that you lot know that.
Yeah. That's cute.
But to get
the
whole government name.
No, I'm not gonna. Maybe we'll see.
Lani, can we talk about
how about marriage?
Lani, can we?
How about marriage? How about if they put a ring on it?
I mean, these days the rings is just that.
Do you know what?
It's just the item of accessory.
Okay, but I have to be honest. I don't care. I live in the moment. You never know when you're gonna die. So F it. Let's do it, baby. As long as you do it too. You have to get Lani on you and or L, and I'll get, you know, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, whatever your name is, innit? YOLO, you only live once. Where do you want it, baby?
Get it on. I'm going to get a breast tattoo on my breast.
YOLO.
With a rose on the left one.
I actually thought that would be really traumatic for me. Like, every time I look at my body, it's not that traumatic. I don't think about it.
So was it quite big, your tattoo?
It was really little and really faint. I think she knew what she was doing. It was just a little...
So you couldn't, like, if the hair grew out, you wouldn't see it.
Yeah, you wouldn't see it. But she put an ugly butterfly there. And obviously, I'm going to get it revamped. Please watch it on my YouTube channel, guys. I'm going to do that soon.
I'm excited. That's like the official chapter close.
Yeah, oh my God, yes. Certain people asked me if I covered it.
So can I ask you a very personal question that I would only ever ask when I'm really waved?
What?
So when you were sleeping with other people and they saw...
It was covered by then.
Oh, it had been covered
I covered it. I covered it time.
Oh, okay.
Time ago. It's not recent. I covered it time ago.
You covered it, but now you're doing a revamp of it.
Yeah, revamp. It doesn't... Do you know, it's so weird. Maybe it's just my brain. It just doesn't bother me. I think it bothers people like me. Even though it's a butterfly, they know what it represents. But it's like, baby, when we get married, would you want it?
Did it stop them from entering?
Yeah, it didn't stop. It didn't stop them from entering.
People like to complain. Are you gonna tell me because you saw the butterfly? You know what it means. They're gonna say, sorry, we can't do this. I'm like, if you don't put your dick inside.
Baby, you can get one here. You can get it in the armpit.
Why would you get a tattoo? I think it'll
be different
on your inside.
The armpit is cute. The armpit. No. Yeah, let's do that.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
I'm really impulsive. Even me, like, I would actually get married in Vegas. I'm really impulsive. I live in the moment, and afterwards, all consequences, whatever.
When's your birthday?
I'm a Pisces, but I don't think Pisces are like that.
I think they're quite emotional.
Yeah, I am very emotional. But I'm living the moment. I don't give it a... I think you should do it and then suffer the consequences later.
It's CNT, baby.
I did a thingy yesterday and I didn't think it was bad. Obviously, I really respect the fact that you know my story. Mm-hmm. Some people don't. But I did an interview on Represent. A lot of questions about my man, which I didn't like. But
you didn't like.
At the same time, they were old questions. They were old stuff. She was like, you know, how do you feel moving forward? And she said a lot of stuff about, like, you know, why did you do Bad Boy? But it's like old stuff. Everyone knows this.
Yeah.
So I talked about Bad Boy and whatever. And honestly, this is old news. I didn't even think it was that deep. Do you get what I mean? Obviously, I want to move past this.
Of course.
But I never thought in a million years that they would give it. This is old. I've been saying this.
So what did you say that they've picked up?
So they, she would just ask, because now I'm trying, obviously I've healed, innit? So I'm just being honest. So she just asked me like the same question. Like a lot of people ask me if I love him and I said no. Mm-hmm. And then she's asked me like, so all this whole time you haven't? And I said, maybe, I think at the beginning, yeah. At the beginning when I released the song, I was still healing. So I probably still loved him at that point. The mm-hmm. healing, I think the healing or the overness came after that. Mm-hmm. And that, why has that gone viral?
Oh God.
Is it that deep? Didn't people know that? Couldn't they?
Honestly, Lani, I just think that every time you open your mouth, people want to hear what you have to say. I don't think it's a bad thing.
I know, but the thing is, I don't like I hate the narrative that I still love him now.
Listen, let me say something to you. She doesn't love him. She doesn't love him. She said it.
I'm being honest, I did then. But not. But the thing is, like, you know, obviously, like, this is so boring.
It's boring.
It's boring for me to explain myself over and over again. There's different stages of love. I was probably at the end. I'm not going to, like, because people are probably going to think, oh, what, you got over him in a couple of months. No, I think that was the end.
Yeah.
That was the last. Do you get what I mean? You can still be in love with someone, but, like, it's coming. It's not like before. It wasn't like before. It was at the end, but I think I was still in love with him. And then what they've taken, which is really jarring, and I thought they already knew this. Do you remember the voicemail he played?
Yes.
Of saying, yeah.
Okay.
So obviously he was saying, she sent me this the other day. Yeah, exactly. Because the other day, me and him were still in communication. I thought everyone clocked. So basically, they're apparently trying to say.
So basically, during this whole period of time from when you.
We had sex during back chat. That's what's gone viral.
So you've.
I thought that was obvious. Not during back chat, but the fact that the voice note was recent. So we're in communication. Duh! We're in communication recently.
How recent are we talking about?
No, this back chat. The other season. Do you know? Let me just be very, very honest with you, yeah? I could have linked my man, but I knew I was plotting against him. So I had to pattern myself and say, you need to pick a side. You're either going to plot against him or you're going to just be his.
So how recent, when you talk about, last season was last year.
Yeah, last season was time ago. So why is this news?
Can you give me a time frame? What is last season, Miss Goods?
Last season is the season I was with like Yasmin. The first
that,
season.
That was like 2 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, that's time ago. So why is this news?
Because it's in time frame with when you...
It's not EastEnders! Why is it EastEnders? It's not...
Because
it's...
It, okay, cool. This is... Okay, because in my mind, you've done your plotting, yeah?
Yeah. You've, I have to pick a side.
You've set a war for him and you're like, listen, I want to get my money back. This is what's happening to me. This guy's done this to me. This guy's done that to me. And then in the same breath, we are now finding out that during that time, you've been intimate with him.
No. I started plotting the year of Bad Boy. The year of Bad Boy is a different year.
Okay.
So
that's how we need how to know the time frame.
Oh, okay. The time frame. First season of Backchat. Mm-hmm. First season of Backchat, I hadn't even started my YouTube channel. Okay. I started my YouTube channel after Backchat.
Okay.
Right. And then I started doing story time. So maybe six months after Backchat had ended. But when I was on Backchat, let me tell you something. I've said this on my channel so many times. That's why I don't understand why it's viral.
Okay.
After every situationship, relationship I had, every single one, when someone had pissed me off, someone had hurt me, I would call him or text him or message him. Because when I would be upset over the new person in my life, I would sit there and think, this is anything. You know, you've been through real pain because I was still going through, I still liked him. You've been through real pain, so I'll shout him because he would remind me, like, they're nothing. This is the person you really need to get
I've
over,
really
bro.
Suffered, bro.
Yeah, so I used to. So, yeah, we would F. And then the last time we communicated about fucking was Ghana Afro Nation.
That was 2-3 years ago.
Yeah, it's Ghana Afro Nation.
It was December.
Yeah, and then but by December... No, so I think December I wasn't plotting. I think maybe my first story time, I'm not sure, I have to look up the dates, but it might have been February, March. Mm-hmm. So I started plotting very soon after wanting to F the boy.
So even in communication, what was the communication?
The communication ended when I started plotting, though. I'm not mental.
But I mean, like, obviously the communication, what was that trying to get the situation
I was just
you resolved? Okay.
No.
It wasn't
so
about that.
So basically, when I was thinking, no, if I'm really honest, babe, I was very, 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 just very tapped. I was heartbroken. I was in love. I hated myself. La la la. So I didn't know. I would talk about the thing, but I didn't know what I wanted. Sometimes I thought, do you want the or do you want him?
Him. Yeah.
Does that make sense? I didn't know, babe. I didn't know. I don't know. I was just very tapped. My problem is that I didn't do that interview wanting to be. I thought it was light in it. I didn't do that interview wanting to be reposted on.
Exactly, and that's the thing. I think a lot of people are taking away your moment and keep highlighting about the situation because this is about you overcoming a pain. For me, I'm bringing you here because you are overcoming a pain that many women are still currently in. And I want them to heal from that. And I want them to use your story to be like, if Lani fucking Good can overcome this situation, so can I. It's not, that's the problem. People like to make it about the perpetrator and make it into this big fuck off story. That doesn't allow you to overcome the situation and it doesn't allow you to fully heal and recover. It's about you taking your story so that when this goes live, hundreds and thousands of other women can be like, sis, I've been through this too. Me, I've said my own disgrace. Me too, I've been through it all. We've experienced it together. It's not just you. We've all suffered. So I'm sorry they've taken your moment and made it about that situation. Because that's not what this is about. Person, we've all been through that.
I'm just like... So many people judge me all the time. I just, you know, I'm trying to. I've basically said I forgive him, but I just hate the fact that everyone thinks like I'm obsessed and I just want clout.
Girl,
when I'm just trying to talk about
how your situation.
I'm not necessarily even trying to talk about him anymore.
But your story. Let me tell you something again. it's that voice that is telling you what 5% of people feel about you.
No, it's so many, babe.
No. 5%. 5% of 1 million is still 100,000, baby.
Yeah.
It's a lot of people. Yeah. I know it feels like everyone is after you. But please, focus on the people that relate to your story. You need to. That's what's going to hold you. Because you right now, what is the scary thing and the dangerous thing is you've attached your success to him and you are successful more than him.
You're so dumb.
No, listen to me. You are successful not because of this situation, but because you are motherfucking Lonnie Good.
Yeah.
And you are a good person and you're a beautiful person and you are an intelligent person and you are a pure soul.
Mm.
Because if you feel like, oh, I'm only popping because of Tion Wayne, then you're not gonna give yourself the space to be you. You're gonna still feel like you need to talk about him to be someone.
But I don't even mind not being like, if everything left, like if I lost all my followers tomorrow because I don't talk about him, I'm fine with that. My problem is that if everyone who wants to talk to me, all they care about is asking me about him. All the blogs want to post me is about him, and then it makes me look like I'm obsessed. And I'm not.
And
obsessed.
You know what? The thing is, regardless, I've learned in this game, in the short amount of time I've been here, you do good, they talk.
Fuck.
You do bad, they talk. You quiet, you talk, they talk. You say something, you talk. Regardless, my good sis, they're always gonna have something to say. Right now, I would even say, fam, why are you lot so fucking obsessed with me? I would write a song called Obsessed. Why are you so obsessed? Bruv, every time I open my mouth, you lot have a lap, you have a field day.
Yeah.
Why is that? It's not about him, sis. It's about you.
I know, I'm trying to make it about me.
No, but it doesn't matter. At the moment, right now, it's because it's Tion Wayne, people are going to, but convert this. Cool, yeah? Shade Bar is supposed to be, okay, cool, Shade Bar is supposed to be. I'm going to use the audience they're giving me right now and I'm going to spin the motherfucking narrative.
But you know what's not nice? Like, how can they say, like, I said I had ammo that I didn't use?
Baby, that's, listen to me. Hold my hand. That's okay. That is okay.
But they make me look hateful, and I'm not hateful.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Hey, just as we're wrapping up, again, the fact that you've healed, like, first of all, congratulations. You know, this has been a long ass. I think I first learned about this maybe like a year and a half ago.
Yeah,
so for the fact that we've now come, we've all looked at the situation and it's boiled down to this moment where there's been a resolve. Aside from this, is there anything else that you're looking for, that maybe you're looking for? Sorry, do you feel like you're owed an apology?
No.
So you're completely like, this is the, now you've paid the money, chapter closed, goodbye.
I can't tell you, that's God, if the chapter is closed, isn't it? Because who knows, maybe when he's 90, on his deathbed, he want to say sorry. Do you get it? So I'm not going to say that, but my friend actually asked me this question, which is really good. I don't require a sorry. I don't need a sorry. I'm not going to lie to you, like, what's that going to do for me? Like, you know, I have to apologize to my damn self for putting myself in that situation and suffering for so long and just being heartbroken over this person for so long and not putting in the work that I needed to put in or not clocking earlier what I needed to heal from it. But no, I don't need a sorry. I don't need anything from nobody. The only thing I need is what's inside me. I honestly don't need nothing from my man. I'm good. I'm so good. Like, but no, it wouldn't make a difference if I'm really honest. Even closure wouldn't make a difference. You know, like when you want to have a last convo to understand what happened. I don't need any of that.
You don't need that. So you're good. You're
healed. I'm good. What's it gonna do for me?
And are you looking for? You're ready to come out, mingle.
I'm so ready to come out and mingle. Can someone take me on a date?
Does that mean we're going out tonight?
And I have to build furniture tomorrow.
Oh God.
Where are you going?
I wanted to go out tonight, man.
To where?
There's a party.
You should have told me because I really have leggings and these shoes on.
No, it's not a that thing. It's not that thing. Anyways, guys, we are gonna wrap up. It has been phenomenal. Thank you so much, Lani. Where do people find you on social media? Hit me.
guys, you can find me on YouTube, Lani Good, TikTok, Lani Good. I'm going to be so much more active on TikTok. I know your TikTok's popping. This girl's popping on TikTok.
They don't know me. I don't know.
So, yeah, just Lani Good. Support the ting.
Ow, and guys.
And learn from my mistakes, guys.
This has been an incredible episode. I really hope that we were able to reach out to some women here. And I just want to let
and you men.
Know. And men as well. And I want to say I love you a lot. I'm going to probably put some things underneath if you guys are going through any sort of abuse or anything that you need to speak to specialist help. There are people like Women's Aid and other people that you can speak to and you will maybe to help you. And I really, really hope that we were able to relate with you in your situation. But I just want to let you know I love you.
Yeah.
And I'm out, guys. It's been a pleasure. I'm going to see you next week. And it's episode 21.
Wow, well done.